Welcome into halftime of tonight's football games on 95.7 FM and 92.9 at 1570 AM. Quinn Douglas back here at the halftime break as we open up our senior spotlight interviews presented by Iowa Central Community College. First up, we're talking with Webster City senior Landon Griffin. Landon, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
So right now, obviously, you're in the midst of your senior football season. You guys are in the playoffs yet again. And just for you personally, how has this senior football season gone for you?
It's gone pretty great. We've been getting better every game. Had a few tough ones in between, but through these past few weeks, we've learned from our mistakes and kept getting better every week, and it's going to be a good game Friday.
And outside of football, Landon, what are some of the other activities you've been involved in your 4 years at Webster City?
Oh, well, I've wrestled since my freshman year, and I throw in track, and yeah, that's about it.
And before I forget, I get sidetracked by other stuff. I do want to ask you: you are currently taking courses at Iowa Central Community College. What are those courses you're taking?
I am taking Composition 1 and Intro to Sociology currently. Last year I took the welding course they have too.
All right. And what's been your favorite part about taking those college credits through Iowa Central?
Well, I'm just glad that I can take them now and get them out of the way before I get to actual college. That's always been nice. And it's been really helping me taking comp. My literacy has gone up since taking it, and used it in my other classes, and it's just helped me out a lot.
Gotcha. And kind of shifting gears here and talking about, you know, memorable moments from your time in high school. Obviously, you know, a lot of them could center around, you know, sports on the football field, on the wrestling mat, or it could be in the classroom. It could just be with friends. But if you had to narrow down maybe one or two moments that stand out as the most memorable to you, what would those moments be?
Some of the most memorable ones probably be just first starting out in football and when I used to play on scout defense and stuff and just being an underclassman and going against some guys that had very more experience than I did and just kind of learning from them and getting able to go against them. And that was always a nice time in life. I enjoyed that in my early years of football.
Gotcha. And kind of piggybacking off of that, what would you say your biggest achievement has been? Could be academic, could be athletic in your time in high school so far.
My biggest achievement, I think, is really from my freshman year to my sophomore year, I think I really improved, like, overall, because coming out of my freshman year, my GPA was kind of lower, and I raised it extensively since then, and athletically too. My freshman year, I was kind of a tubby guy, and then coming to my sophomore year, I lost weight and gained a little bit of more muscle, and it really showed in sports and in the classroom. That's what I'd say my biggest achievement has been over the years.
Gotcha. And kind of shifting gears from there, outside of school, what are some of the hobbies you have when you're not in sports or in school? What are some hobbies you do when you have free time?
Really just my life's kind of always around athletics, whether I'm at home, either it's football season, watching some film, trying to learn what the defenses are like in football, or if it's wrestling, kind of watching my matches, seeing what I can improve on. Then outside of that, I don't really have too many hobbies. I like mainly hanging out with family. I work a lot too at where I'm working at the time, and that's about it. It for hobbies. I don't really do a whole lot not involving athletics in school.
I definitely know that. As an ex-athlete myself, I definitely know how that goes. And kind of shifting gears here once again to some more serious topics, I say, for lack of a better term, I suppose. If you could take one lesson that you've learned in your 4 years in high school and apply it to either your younger self or someone that's getting ready to start high school, what would that lesson be for whoever you may be telling that to?
One lesson I would definitely give my younger self or future incoming freshman would be take everything seriously and don't take anything for granted. You know, when college courses are offered in high school, really get on it. You can really start off really young and take every single class as serious as you can. Get your homework done in time. Don't think, oh, I'll just do the homework later. I'll just turn that in later. I'll just try later. Just do it now and get it done with. So it'll make the rest of your day, week, life, or whatever a lot easier when you take things seriously starting at the beginning.
And finally, the last question I have that I ask all of our seniors last, because I think I feel it is such an important question, is about role models. Everybody in high school's got role models, whether it's a teacher, it's a coach, your parents, an older sibling, could even be someone that, you know, was just a couple years older than you that really showed you the ropes. If you had to narrow it down to maybe one or two people, who would those great role models be in your time in high school?
One of my role models throughout high school, most memorably, would be probably Trey Shannon. Coming into my freshman year, he was the year before, I believe, he was the heavyweight wrestler. And then that year, he cut to 220. And then I, being one of the only heavyweights we had, was starting at varsity myself. And he really kind of took me under his wing and showed me a lot of new stuff and really worked with me every practice. And I learned a lot from him, even football, speed training, and the stuff outside of actually wrestling or playing football. He's helped me a lot and given me great advice that I'll use for the rest of my life.
Well, Landon, so thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior football season. Good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yep, that was Landon Griffin of Webster City here on our Senior Spotlight interview presented by Iowa Central Community College. We're talking with South Hamilton senior Bobby Tapper after the break.